political activist and writer Dimitros Rostropoulos. Thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.
It has been argued that Turkey imposes total isolation on Öcalan because of it fears the consequences if his ideas influence the people. So exactly why are they seen as such a fundamental threat? What's the point to try to silence Öcalan and his ideas?
Well, I would say two things in reply to that question. One is Nelson Mandela once said, only free men can negotiate. Prisoners cannot enter into contracts. And he spoke, of course, from his own personal experience before and after his imprisonment. And so the Ankara government realizes that if Öcalan is given some kind of leeway, some kind of freedom, some kind of status, then they will have to recognize the fact that they cannot deal with the crisis inside their country or around the borders of their country if they don't take Öcalan seriously and sit down and talk to him, but talk to him as a free person. So that's one thing that has to be recognized everywhere. But to me also, there is another aspect to Öcalan which is extremely important. And that is that even more than Mandela, he is a very important thinker, political thinker, philosophical thinker. He has had the good fortune, and we have had the good fortune especially, to have access to a lot of his writings and to understand his thinking and his philosophy and his politics much more clearly than we ever had before. There has been magnificent translations of his works in English especially, perhaps in other languages. So he is being recognized more and more, not only as a political figure in relationship to the Kurdish freedom movement, but also as a major, major, major thinker. And to me, the second part is especially important to underline. Because he has pioneered, look, he is perhaps the most important contemporary thinker who has recognized the place of women in a free society, that you cannot have a free society without having free women. And free women, not as passive actors, but as active participants in the reconstruction and the maintenance of a democratic society. There are not many major thinkers who have made such a very clear and articulate articulation of this problem, of this issue, of this challenge. And so that alone singles him out as a major thinker, the kind of historical genius that has not only grasped the importance of that idea, that reality, that need to put it into practice, but also the whole concept of how society can really be democratized and how the democratization process can go across borders, all kinds of borders, ethnic borders, political borders, economic borders. And so Black Rose Books has just published a very important book by Jeff Miley of Cambridge University on democratic confederalism. Well, that is a radical revolutionary idea, but it is a magnificent idea. It is a magnificent theory of how you can bring people together in a horizontal way to get them to collaborate and to work for common interests and for the improvement of society as a whole. And we're all very, very sad and angry that his imprisonment on the most terrible conditions continues. And so in various countries, I know that in Greece, in Canada, even in the United States, there is a lot of sentiment to free Öcalan as a human being, but also as a thinker, to get him out there so that he can speak and engage and debate with other people across the world.
As you know, the CPT visited Imralı prison island on September, but still there is no any update. Nothing has been heard from Öcalan last 29 months. There is no any statement has been published from CPT about Öcalan's situation. So why do you think CPT and EU Council is still keeping quiet on Öcalan's situation? What's the point to keep silence about him and not giving any update to his lawyers or his family or to the Kurdish movement? What they're trying to do by this silence? Very shortly, please.
Well, you see, everything that you have said is correct. I mean, everything, every word that you uttered is correct about the actual description of the situation. But we have to realize that the pressure that has been made on this organization that you mentioned has been made largely by civil society, various organizations and movements at the level of civil society. And what is really missing is for the political actors, the quote, official political actors, members of parliament, academics, to descend upon where this organization that you correctly identified as being silent at their headquarters and lobby them, but lobby them at that level. Is it possible to get a parliamentary group of parliamentarians from various countries, say 20, 30, 40 of them, to go and knock on the door and say, look, your silence and your way of behavior is completely unacceptable and in fact undemocratic, and we demand an accountability that is clear and is transparent? So that kind of pressure has to be put on, and not just ordinary people demonstrating in front of their offices and asking for a greater transparency.
Exactly. As you mentioned, the pressure needs to rise up in official way on CPT. But what is your call to CPT about to putting in process their responsibilities, actually? Because these institutions are talking about human rights, democracy, or prisoner rights as well. So when it comes all these topics, the EU and its institutions sells itself very well. But when it comes to the Kurds and Öcalan, there is a quiet silence about it. So what is your call to the CPT?
Well, again, you see, the role and backroom influence of the Turkish government in Ankara cannot be underestimated. There is a certain level of nervousness or a certain level of insecurity in Western Europe or in the West generally as to how far they can push Erdogan and the Ankara government. And so they have to be very careful and estimate the power and the influence of Ankara in determining what happens and what is said by the various institutions who, as you said correctly, utter all sorts of liberal values, you know, freedom of speech, human rights, democratic this and democratic that. But in fact, when it comes right down to it, they are victims of a pressure that they don't want to admit is even there.
Thank you, Dimitros. Also, I would like to ask you lastly, why Öcalan should be free? We talk all about this, his ideas, the democratic confederalism, and the situation, and the position, the situation of the position of EU as well. So why Öcalan should be free, first of all, and very shortly, what is your call for freedom for Öcalan?
Well, Öcalan has to be freed. If there's going to be a serious accounting as to how the Kurdish people, both inside Turkey and outside of it, are to be treated. Are they going to be treated like human beings, or are they going to be treated in less than a capacity? And Öcalan's presence in working that out is absolutely crucial. in the same way in which things dramatically changed when Nelson Mandela was finally freed from Robben's Island in South Africa. There was a 180-degree change in the relationship between the Johannesburg government and the African freedom movement in South Africa. So unless certain things are significant things like releasing Öcalan take place, the stalemate will continue. Our responsibility is how to break that stalemate, how to convince the institutions in the West, like the ones that you mentioned, and various countries, also how to change, give them the conviction that this is the only way in which the situation can evolve in a positive direction.
Dimitros Rosopoulos, thanks for joining us, and thank you for your valuable comments today, and hope to see you again very soon.
Courage to you, and thank you for your good work.
Thank you.